as you look at all these things going on and you talk about supply chains and Christmas holidays and, you know, you've got the Biden administration saying it'll be the biggest spending ever. Yeah, on gift cards and such. I don't think it's going to be on merchandise necessarily, but maybe it's time to make something nice for the family, right? You've got all that going on. The market then takes, what, 800 points when Omicron takes center stage. All of these things going on, so I have to bring in Craig Stiles, the financial advisor and managing director at Ameriprise Financial Services, to sort things out and help me through the darkness. Craig, how are you?
Doing well, Steve. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. I think a wave of uncertainty is an easy way to put it, as the new variant Omicron, and not Omicron, as Joe Biden calls it, but Omicron, not Omicron. Anyhow, I just digress a little bit.
Nor is it Megatron, nor is it any other one of the Transformers that's out there. It's Omicron.
Anyhow, is this a short-term blip? Is this a long-term deal, or do we just wait and see? I mean, Omicron, according to those in South Africa, and you pointed out here, South Africa has an exceptionally low vaccination rate.
Impact.
And yet, they have pretty good outcomes overall. And then the Omicron variant, the doctor that found it said, we haven't had anybody go to the hospital for it. Why is everybody panicking? And yet the markets are impacted. Countries are locking down. Seems like an overreaction to me.
There's a lot of variables that are taking place, as we always talk about in some form or another. And one of those concerns that I always have is the overreaction that takes place from news that comes out of situations such as the new Omicron variant. So when I was doing some additional research just 2-3 weeks ago, maybe 4 weeks ago, the Associated Press even had an article out there, and I think in the title of it was scientists are mystified that the pandemic didn't take hold in Africa. Now, I'm paraphrasing some of those situations, and they talked about within that article how many of the patients who have had malaria, who may have recovered from malaria, seem to have been less impacted by the COVID in general. And so life pretty much has been normal in the southern parts of Africa. Roughly about 9% of the population was vaccinated. And they basically talked about that within the article. Then 2 to 3 weeks later, we have one of the leading epidemiologists that were down there coming out with this new Omicron variant. And then one of the doctors who found or was noticing some differences highlighted some quote-unquote unusual symptoms. And some of those unusual symptoms were they did not lose their taste or smell, nor did they have strong symptoms. So the symptoms were rather mild. Now, I'm not an epidemiologist. I'm not a scientist by any stretch of the imagination as it relates to what's going on with the variants and whatnot. It's just that's what was typically being reported. But now with we even a report this morning that I was reading in regards to Europe, what was taking place there, they're basically reinforcing the impact of what it's actually having on individuals. In other words, the variant itself, the Omicron variant. Is it going to be a major impact that's taking place? It's tough to say. The aspect is how the market's utilizing a knee-jerk reaction. That's what Monday was. It was a strong knee-jerk reaction. Tuesday, we had a strong bounce back, stronger, more specifically in NASDAQ, being more technology stocks, predominantly because a lot of strategies or managers, growth strategies more specifically, are looking for the opportunities in the technology space, to where if the markets have been looking to be closed down again, if you will, or the economy to be closed down again, they're going to be looking at technologies that are going to help to keep people connected going forward. So you saw that change. And then, of course, today again, you saw a sell-off on Monday. You saw a buyback on Tuesday. We're going to see another sell-off today, it looks like. And then from that perspective, we're going to see how well it's going to go for the rest of the week. So we have to manage through these processes. We have to manage through these crises as they come up. And that's the biggest conversation that I have with folks.
Craig, in fairness, and thank you for laying that out so very well. But in fairness, look at where the market is today. I mean, and look where it was 2 years ago or 5 years ago. If you got to the market 10 years ago, things are pretty, even with a correction, because this is nothing, it's a small correction at this point, right? It's not even a big correction yet. Yep. It's a little bit of uncertainty. They shed some money and it comes back. And so, as we say here, don't panic, right?
Right. Right. It's no panic zone, Steve. We got to make sure we stay within that zone. As it relates to kind of going through the processes, understanding the data that's coming out, that's the minutia in many circumstances. We have to make sure we're sifting through when we're making recommendations for clients and sticking with the strategies. And a lot of the things that we talked about have a greater emphasis on 3, 5, and 7 year numbers for a lot of strategies that we implement. And many individuals who are investing into index funds and whatnot, they typically are taking on a lot more risk than if they're just managing or being have their money into mutual funds or more institutional strategies where they do focus more on risk or protection on the downside, even if they're in growth strategies or value type companies or whatnot. They try to protect on the downside, look for value in the value of the companies that have gone down in price and say, all right, this is a good price point to get in for specific purposes of the strategies themselves. So typically clients who are more passive in their implementation of investing tend to be a little more risk oriented because they don't have control over what type of stocks that they're going to be having as a part of the portfolio. Just to use the S&P 500 as an example, like there's quite a few people who don't realize yet that Tesla was added to the S&P 500, and that when the value of that stock goes up and down, there's a lot of volatility that can take place within the S&P 500 as well.
Well, there you go. So a lot to watch, and we're still close to 35,000. Where are we? 34.7 right now. So down 300 points for futures today. It's, you know, that's the big board. So I look at that. It's just for me, I don't know. It's kind of a gauge. It's not, you know, jump in, jump out, just kind of a gauge. And things seem to be so far pretty decent. Craig, always appreciate it. Craig Stiles from Ameriprise. You can always find out more. 517-483-4893 anywhere in America. And this gentleman will help you out. Craig, thank you so much.
All right. Thank you very much, Steve. You have a great one.
You too, my friend. Craig Stiles, everybody. Again, 517-483-4893, anywhere in America. It's the Steve Gruber Show all over America. I'll be right back.
Might be wondering, what's Enbridge doing to keep up with the energy demands of tomorrow? As a bridge to the energy future, we're helping drive the change toward lower carbon and renewable energy sources. That's why we're modernizing our infrastructure to be more efficient and reliable, and why we're investing in energy sources like wind and solar. We are Enbridge, a leading North American energy infrastructure company, and we believe when our energy meets yours, the future is full of promise. Enbridge, life takes energy.
I'm Steve Gruber, and I absolutely love Grand Flannel by Muskox. For the love of flannel, this is the best time of the year. Musk Ox is a Michigan company focused on adventure and American wildlife conservation. I wear Grand Flannel almost every day. It's super durable. It's comfortable. 100% cotton flannel, perfect for Michigan outdoors. Go to GoMuskOx.com to find out more. GoMuskOx.com for the love of flannel. Go to GoMuskOx.com.
Now, everything you were going to do someday is on the calendar. Introducing a new